A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The word Capcom appears in yellow letters encircled in blue and white, followed by a registered trademark symbol. Lowercase text reads, Pure Imagination Studios. A cartoon figure between the first two words sports a spiral light bulb head. At night, rough waters churn and a sea creature breaches the surface. The prow of a ship cuts through the turbulent surf. Up on the deck, a blonde man stares off, sighs, and shakes his head. He climbs below decks, carrying an elaborate heavy bow gun.
Hey, Gibson, come over here, mate.
Gibson sets down the weapon.
Oh, you still lugging that thing around?
Hey, I'm gonna be ready when Zora Magdaros finally shows itself. I mean, you really think you're gonna kill a walking volcano monster with that? This thing can supposedly level cities with a wag of its tail.
Gibson, if half the rumors are true, you may want to count yourself lucky that it hasn't shown
itself
yet.
Come on, we're the fifth fleet! Best of the best!
I'll drink to that.
Zora Magdaros had better keep its head underwater, because no one's met the monster that could handle hunters like us.
I have.
They peer over at a redhead.
I faced an elder dragon. You have no idea what we're up against.
A flashback shows the redhead as a young man fishing off a grassy shore on a bright, sun-bleached day.
Come on!
He struggles with his pole, then loses most of his catch to something below the surface.
Aw, come on! Lucky catch! Enjoy your breakfast!
The young man leaps, swinging from a branch to the dry side of a wooden dam. Titles appear. Netflix presents a Capcom and Pure Imagination Studios production. Monster Hunter, Legends of the Guild. Smiling, the young man feeds a carrot to a small, dinosaur-like creature, an Aptanoth, and pats its head. He strides beyond a stake wall and into a primitive village.
Morning, Mrs. Bellflower.
Morning, Aiden. You're out early?
You know what they say. The early cuckoo catches the conchu.
Yeah, I did not know they said that. You and your monsters.
Nice looking catch, Aiden.
How about a gastronome tuna for some poogie jammies?
Not gonna happen.
Aiden leaps over a critter.
Watch where you're going, Loki.
A nice move, Aiden. You must be practicing.
You better believe it.
And thanks again for clearing out those boonahabra. Hopefully these patches will keep them out for good.
Always fun and happy to help.
Aiden continues walking.
Have you seen Farmer Burl?
Ooh. Abby's been waiting for you.
Abby, a young girl, rushes up.
Something's got in Farmer Burl's coops. Come on, we gotta go. It's a real quest. What if it's Rathalos? Did you know the Rathalos have poisonous claws?
Yeah?
When scratching, you're a goner.
I kind of doubt a Rathalos got into Farmer Burl's gargoyle coops.
I'd bring some antidotes anyway.
Aiden steps inside a building.
Yes.
Opening a trunk, he suits up in gear, which includes a frying pan strapped across his chest.
Whoa! Mrs. Gentleman, look!
Is that my cast iron skillet?
Aiden deflates and trudges off. Elsewhere, large clawed feet step past, then several gargoyle, chicken-like birds, stroll through a hole in a fence. A goateed man stands by the fence with his hands on his hips. He turns as Aiden approaches.
Just finished putting the new fence in last week, and now look at it.
Tracks. Velociprey, I think.
Aiden hops over the fence and creeps forward.
Can you take care of it?
Mr. Burl, you called the right Rhinopolis guy for the job. Because Rhinopolis, it's a... with the horn? Never mind.
The young man continues following the tracks, which lead through a busted-out section of the stake wall that surrounds the village. Later, Aiden makes his way through a lush green forest as he continues to follow the tracks, a bow in his hand and a quiver of arrows on his back. Crouching, he finds a large feather stuck to some foliage. He moves on through the sun-dappled forest, then looks down to find he stepped in dung. Aiden picks some up, rubs it between his fingers, and smells it.
It's fresh.
Unseen up ahead of him, a furry creature dashes past. Aiden slips beyond dangling vines and under a large leaning tree, stepping into a clearing by a cliff. He strides over to the sheer drop-off and peers cautiously over the edge into the valley far below. He turns, eyes wide, and spots something approaching through the vegetation. In the shadows, a great taloned foot steps down. Aiden draws an arrow from his quiver.
That's no Velociprey.
He fires, but his arrow goes wild. A colorful Velocidrome charges, and Aiden leaps away. The giant bird-like beast lunges again, and Aiden bounds off a rock face, landing behind it. The monster attacks, and Aiden flees, but the Velocidrome bounds onto him, snapping at him with its long, tooth-filled beak. Aiden kicks the creature away. Standing by the edge of the cliff, Aiden fires an arrow at the charging monster, hitting it in a leg. He sidesteps the creature, and it disappears over the edge. Aiden drops wearily, then lifts a triumphant fist in the air.
Yes.
A taloned hand reaches up over the cliff's edge. The Velocidrome pulls itself back up and leaps on him, snapping viciously downward as Aiden tries to keep it away with his legs. Someone stabs the beast and it drops. Aiden looks up to see a silver-haired man gripping a sword.
That was close.
You're fortunate the Velocidrome was alone. They usually hunt with a pack of Velociprey.
Yikes! The tracks I was following were Velociprey's. Didn't think I'd be running to his big brother.
Aiden notices the man's armor.
Are you a hunter? You are, aren't you? Like a real guild hunter. The last time one came through Timbin, I was like 9 years old. This is so cool. I'm a hunter too. I mean, I've never actually hunted something that can hunt back before, but I'm Aiden, by the way.
My name's Julius. You shouldn't be hunting without a license from the Hunter's Guild. It's poaching.
Julius lifts up the dead creature.
Velociprey, what are you doing?
One does not take a monster's life lightly. To do so would betray the balance of nature. A hunter has an obligation to see its sacrifice does not go to waste. Now this village you're from, it's nearby.
I'm not in trouble, am I? I mean, you killed it, right? So...
They walk together.
Here's the thing. The last time one of the villagers got an Altaroth infestation in their basement, Mito had to walk all the way to Dundorma. It took 2 weeks! And then when we finally met with the Hunter's Guild, they never even heard of our village before. There's no way we can go for help every time a Kelpie gets into the Cudgel Onion Patch.
Ah, so you take it upon yourself to sort things out.
I'm actually pretty good at this stuff.
With the Velocidrome still draped over his shoulders, Julius studies the ground.
Are these the Velociprey tracks you were following?
Yep, those are them. Somebody's still got to deal with that.
These are fake.
What?
And from the looks of it, you have a Malinx to thank for all your troubles.
Oh, when I find him, I'm gonna...
Aiden, later. The village first.
But this isn't over.
They enter the village.
Is there someone who makes decisions for the village?
Elder Dazzle. She's a Wyvarian. Lived here longer than there's been a village. She's in the building with huskberry bushes out front. I can show you where it is.
I'll find my way. Take this.
He passes the Velocidrome. Aiden struggles with the heavy creature, dumping it down beside Ebby.
Keep an eye on that for me, would you, Ebby?
He hoists a massive hammer with a boulder-sized head.
I'll be back shortly.
In a cave, a cat-like wild Malinx stirs a cauldron as two gargoyles look on.
Give it a rest, Feathers. I'm not quite ready for you yet.
Outside, a low view shows Aiden's feet as he drags his massive hammer along the forest floor. Aiden kneels down and scrutinizes a primitive wooden tool used to make the fake Velociprey tracks. In the cave.
And a little felvine for flavor.
Aiden appears.
Don't you move. You're gonna pay for what you've done.
Why, certainly, good sir. How much do I owe you?
Wait, you can talk? I thought wild Malinx only spoke Malinx or whatever.
Nowst do. That's true. But I'm not as wild as some. I'm a merchant. Nox is the name.
Really? Then what are you doing with Farmer Burl's...
Nox hurls dirt at Aiden.
You?
Aiden swings the hammer, but hits the roof of the cave. Nox dodges the weapon.
Oh, come on! That is precious cargo. That was a limited edition. Hot? What kind of... Oh, real nice. You meowster.
Come back here, you furry little felon.
Nox runs outside and instantly gets caught in a hanging snare and hoisted up by a leg. Peering around the cave, Aiden notices a leather-bound journal and lifts it up. Later, he carries his hammer outside, where Knox dangles.
I don't suppose I could interest you in an array of very fine second-hand commodities.
Now, Aiden carries Knox and the gargoyles in sacks.
20%, but that is the best I can do.
For the last time, I'm not interested in your zenny. Your zenny. Listen to me, buying this bofango.
Unnecessary.
You're a thief. I'm a hunter, and bringing you in is going to prove to that guild know-it-all that I can protect my village.
Oh, I get it. You're a protector. You protect.
That's right.
Now, hear me out on this. How much more effective would you be as a protector if you could just protect them with your very own airship? Now, I know a guy.
After dark in the village, townspeople, including Farmer Burl, peer in a door as Aiden appears behind them.
Well, Mr. Burl, I've solved your problem. I think you'll be pleased to have these back.
My gargoyle!
Nice, Aiden.
Heck of a good job, son.
Aiden bursts inside.
And be responsible.
Hello.
Aiden, his back to Elder Dazzle, faces Julius.
Still think I shouldn't be hunting?
Yes.
Aiden drops Knox down.
What's all this?
Elder Dazzle motions to Julius.
I was just explaining that your village lies in the path of an elder dragon.
What? What does that mean?
Nothing good. The Elder Dragons are the most ancient and powerful of monster kind. Once enraged, incredible energy flows from them, warping ecosystems in the places where they live.
For the most part, these creatures remain in one place. However, during the periodic migration called the Elder Crossing, they migrate across the continent and over the Great Ocean, leaving a path of destruction in their
dramatic images illustrate their tales.
We now believe they are all headed to the same location over the sea, but we don't know why.
For most of recorded history, these events were extraordinarily rare. One in a century was uncommon. It's now happening once every decade.
10 years ago, the Guild summoned hunters to Port Tanzia to join a fleet. Their mission? To find the cause of the more frequent migrations. Hunters, like myself, have been dispatched by the Hunters Guild to search for signs of the next migration. I'm here to tell you, an Elder Dragon is on its migration path, straight for your village.
Holy moly.
You must evacuate, now.
Wait a minute! You expect us to just pack up and leave? How do we know any of this is even true? We don't know you!
I agree. What about our homes? Did you think of that?
Homes? Homes can be rebuilt! We're talking about lives here. We should do as he says.
Some of us can't carry our livelihood with us, Navid. I don't trust this man.
No, I don't either. I mean, why should we listen to him?
It's true. This valley is acting like a funnel for monsters fleeing the Elder Dragon. Most likely...
He's just guessing!
I believe him. He saved my life.
Aiden, he's not from our village.
Aiden paces from the villagers.
What if I go up there and see this for myself?
Well, if you tell us the danger is real, I will believe you.
Okay, I will too.
Then, you will evacuate?
We have to know.
Farmer Burl nods.
Take me there.
The Elder Dragon will pass through the valley within a week. I will take the boy to see with his own eyes the coming danger, but there can be no delay in your preparations. You must be ready to leave as soon as he returns.
We will begin at first light.
This doesn't sound good.
Knox starts to slip away, but Aiden steps on his tail.
Now, what to do with you?
I may have use for him.
In the daytime, Julius and Aiden balance a gigantic load on Knox's back. The trio make their way through the village as townspeople look on anxiously. Farmer Burl loads a sack in a cart. Aiden and Julius head beyond the stake wall. A herd of slagtoths and wild gargoyles roam the forest. On a dirt path, Aiden rushes to keep up with Julius.
Have you hunted Zenogre?
Yes.
Diablos?
Yes.
Flying creatures flutter past. Aiden smacks one from the air.
Aiden, no!
I had that one!
These monsters are no threat. They're fleeing the Elder Dragon.
Far behind, the heavily burdened Knox tumbles down. Now, Julius pulls two swords from back scabbards and leans them against a boulder before sitting down. As Julius drinks from a canteen, Aiden catches up and plops down across from him.
There's something I don't get. How come the guild gets to decide when and what people can hunt? A dead monster's a dead monster, isn't it?
Most people once agreed with you. Ages ago, we hunted monsters indiscriminately to the point where the natural balance of life was disrupted. The effect on our environment was devastating. It is this very reason that the Hunters Guild was formed. Our balance with nature is more delicate than you think.
Aiden studies one of the swords, then Julius takes it.
Dual blades. They work separately, but always together. Always on the offensive, overwhelming and outnumbering one's opponent, like two unrelenting foes. The motion is fluid and precise, like the flow of a stream.
May I?
Here, try these first.
He hands Aiden two sticks. Aiden swings, hitting himself in the face.
Concentrate on your center. You need a stable foundation. Don't worry. We may make a decent hunter of you yet.
They head off just as Nox finally appears in the distance, still carrying the massive load.
Hey guys. Wait, isn't this distribution of baggage just a little unfair?
At night, Aiden and Julius sit by a blazing campfire.
Nice armor.
He pokes the skillet.
You notice, it's 100% iron ore. Velocidrome tested, works as a weapon, got good balance.
He lifts a giant drumstick.
Campfire cookware?
Perhaps you need to look the part.
Julius holds out armor.
This could fit.
Thank you.
He tosses the skillet.
It is guild issue.
Aiden readies for a hug.
Come here.
Aiden.
Come on, bring it in.
No, Aiden. It's okay. Don't touch me.
Later, as Aiden wears the armor, he picks up the leather-bound journal and opens it. At the top of a page are the words, Respect for Nature, and near the bottom, a heading reads, Crafting from Nature.
In case you were wondering,
Julius lies down.
There's nowhere you can run, and I won't be able to track you, Nox.
Say what? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And get out of my bag.
Who, me? I'm not. I'm right over here.
Julius bolts up and peers around.
What? I don't see anything.
Quiet.
They peer into the darkness. A single creature becomes visible and Aiden shrugs.
Run!
They flee as a stampede of monsters overruns the area.
No!
Aiden runs back for Nox.
Aiden, no!
Aiden slides under one creature and is slammed by another. A Tetsukabra rolls, almost crushing Aiden, who grabs Nox before the horned beast tramples him. Julius pulls them both up into a tree as a passing velocidrome snaps at Nox.
Scariest thing I've ever seen.
It can't get any worse than that.
Aiden, come up here.
Aiden and Nox climb higher in the tree.
What's that smell?
Oof.
As they ascend, they can see an enormous fire blazing in the distance.
Oh! I was incorrect. It's worse.
Holy moly! What is that?
Julius lifts binoculars.
That is what you face. An elder dragon. An unbridled force of nature given flesh. Headed directly for your village.
Aiden peers through the binoculars, then flinches as a huge plume of flames expands.
Aiden, you have at most 3 days until your village is destroyed.
The elder dragon's grotesque face and pale blue mane is briefly visible as it marches forward. Silhouetted against the flames, the great winged monster slowly advances on foot. Later that night, Aiden and Julius drop down to the ground and creep closer to the billowing flames.
That's an elder dragon?
I've tracked it for almost a month. Your people must leave the valley at once.
We'll never make it. The only way out is through the Everwood. We'd run right into it.
Then you must go west.
The western ridge is impassable. It would take 2 weeks to get out of the elder dragon's path. What about the guild?
Not too far away. You said so yourself.
Julius lifts up a pack.
Aiden, you've seen the danger. Convince your people to go west, and you may still save some of them. Remain in the valley, and you will lose everyone.
He heads away.
Wait, where are you going?
It is my mission to warn every village from here to the ocean to evacuate. Not just yours.
So that's it? You're just gonna walk away? Well, what if we fight it? What if we can somehow change its course so it doesn't destroy all those villages? We're hunters. We have to do something!
An elder dragon is not just another monster, and you are not a hunter.
Maybe not. Maybe I've been kidding myself, but at least I know what it means to be a monster hunter. I'm not gonna turn my back on Elder Dazzle, Burl, Janavon, Mitu, or Ebby. I'll fight with sticks if I have to.
Bring him out here and he becomes even more determined to stay.
Care for nature and it will deliver prosperity. Build from prosperity to craft a thriving community. Live harmoniously in that community and teach it to always care for nature.
The cycle of balance.
Isn't that what you swore to protect? That Elder Dragon is destroying nature, and it's about to destroy community. If you leave, you're not just abandoning us. You're turning your back on what it means to be a hunter.
Where did you learn that?
Aiden produces the journal.
This journal belongs to a hunter.
Aiden turns and steps away. Behind him, Julius pulls out a pistol and fires into the air. A flare rockets up into the sky and Aiden spins.
Anyone within range will find us. If we're going to do this, we're going to need some help.
Yes! It is all a tray on!
The last entry here is only 2 days old. Where did you get it?
I found it in Nox's loot.
Nox tumbles down from the tree.
Who did you steal this from?
Procured it, please. Easy on the S word. The thing is, my memory's a little foggy.
Find the owner, and you go free.
Right this way!
The trio now walk toward shafts of sunlight in a fog-shrouded area, where webs stretch between tree limbs.
This is pretty close to where I found the hunter. She was camped here for the night.
Julius hands Nox a boomerang.
You guys smell that?
This way. And careful. The creature she's hunting is extremely dangerous.
Buddy, if we run into trouble, plan A is run away. Plan C, D, and E are hide, negotiate, and run away. There is no plan boomerang.
A woman tackles Aiden.
Get out of the way!
Julius rolls and dashes away from a nurse Gilla, a monster that resembles both a spider and a scorpion. The woman, who wears Ropessa armor that features large butterfly-type wings, gazes at the monster.
Hey, ugly! Over here!
She releases her kinsect, a football-sized flying beetle.
Let's see what you got.
Gripping her long weapon, an insect glaive, she starts up a tree, but the creature scampers after her. She tumbles onto its back.
A lot faster than that last one.
The beast flips its abdomen underneath, so the woman now dangles.
This is high!
She clings to a spike, but loses her grip and plummets. Her kinsect, Paisley, catches her, but the nurse Gilla lands nearby and fires balls of web. Aiden is encased in a web.
Amateurs.
The creature bolts, trailing Aiden behind it.
They're not coming this way.
Nox ducks, and Aiden soars over his head in slow motion.
Can't believe I'm doing this.
Nox gallops after Aiden and leaps onto him.
I got you, man. You're gonna be okay.
The woman spins onto an angled log and peers down at the approaching figures. The monster climbs up beside the woman, while Aiden and Nox are twirled up to dangle high above them.
Okay, big guy. Let's see how well you fight.
She dodges an attack.
You are a nasty one, aren't ya?
The creature slices the log, sending her tumbling down.
Julius!
Julius leaps on the thing's back, clinging to its large spines as it thrashes and bucks.
We'll be perfectly safe now.
Nox is smacked by a stray claw and falls as Julius dangles precariously. Julius manages to rise up onto the log and battle the monster with two swords, but ends up soaring off and spinning down to the ground.
Hey! I'm still up here!
Time for Plan Boomerang!
No, Plan Boomerang!
Nox hurls the boomerang toward Aiden, but it circles right back to Nox, who dives to the ground.
Sure, he gives me the weapon that comes flying back at your face.
The nurse Gilla launches more web balls, and Julius leaps back up to battle it. He connects, and the creature drops to the ground.
Give him a big kiss for us.
The woman sends Paisley to distract the creature, and Julius slides below the beast, slicing as he goes.
No, shoot! Go away!
The kinsect cuts open Aiden's web, and he plummets. Julius and the female warrior both battle the monster.
I'm back in this! I'm gonna flank him!
Aiden joins in, but his foot gets stuck in some webbing.
I got a little problem here!
The monster springs into the trees above them.
Julius! I think I'm stuck! Stuck in the gooey stuff!
Julius rushes over to help.
Hurry, hurry. He's coming! He's gonna eat me! Hurry!
Watch out!
The creature drops. Purple goo floods down on Aiden.
That was so cool!
The monster hangs lifelessly above them.
Guys, this little fellow all day.
She holds the impaled beast on her insect glaive.
Thanks a bunch, you guys. I only needed another few minutes to ascertain its bite strength and leaping ability. And those swords, they're gonna throw the data way off.
You slayed it.
Your partner was in big trouble, and he's lucky this was a juvenile. I would expect an ace hunter to recognize when someone doesn't need help.
Ace hunter?
Ooh. Yeah, him. You, not so much. Nice work, geniuses.
She yanks out her weapon.
Nobody else takes the time to obtain proper monster data. Just leave it to May to do all the legwork, then mess it up when she's almost done. Here I was thinking I was the only one following up on these reports. No? Why are you even here then?
You're May?
Oh, my journal! All my notes! Oh my gosh, I thought I'd lost you.
We found it! We found Knox, and he's still...
Hey, so, should we be concerned about that?
Another figure wrapped in a web dangles nearby. The figure drops, and a woman carrying a heavy bowgun steps forward.
Took me a while to pick up your trail after I saw the flare. Sorry I missed the party.
Nadia.
Julius.
Two ace hunters. Today must be my lucky day or something.
You two know each other?
They assigned me the region just south of here. I spotted the smoke on the horizon. It's headed right into this valley. It's a Lunastra. A big one.
You've seen it?
Lunastra? As in, an elder dragon Lunastra? And you got close to it? What kind of a wingspan did it have? Was its mane more of a cobalt blue or closer to a periwinkle?
So why the flare? Seems like you guys had this one under control. Wait. No. You're actually going to fight it?
We could use your help.
Are you kidding? No one's ever done a comprehensive assessment of a Lunastra before.
You know what we're asking.
If that time with the Ludroth is any indication, you do a lot better with me watching your back.
Carquassa!
What the?
He does that.
Knox studies the man in the web.
Hey, I don't think that guy can breathe in there.
Knox cuts the man free with a claw.
Where is that thing? Did you kill it? Oh, thank you. You saved my life. That thing destroyed my whole caravan.
Nadia faces Julius.
You really want to take on an elder dragon? We're going to need a lot more than armor repairs. We're going to need weapons. Big weapons.
Actually, I was trading with a smithy not far from here, name of Ravi. I can show you where to find him, but I should warn you. He's not very fond of visitors.
Later, they near an isolated building.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure this guy gets lots of customers every day. Yeah.
Ravi, a burly smithy, shapes glowing metal using a hammer and anvil.
Excuse me?
Whatever your business, take it elsewhere.
Please! There's an elder dragon coming. We're trying to stop it. We need some. You just forge some equipment for us. It can make a big difference.
I don't forge weapons.
Ravi turns away.
You'll die too!
This elder dragon you're so eager to confront, its life can't be measured by human understanding. It has existed for ages and will continue to exist long after we're gone. Compared to that, our lives are small, meaningless things.
Maybe your life has been meaningless, but mine won't be.
Aiden.
Julius guides Aiden away.
You, Hunter, did you forget how dangerous an elder dragon is? You're walking to your own death and you're taking this boy with you.
He's not doing it for himself and neither are we. Or did you forget what it means to be a hunter?
Julius spots armor.
You were one, weren't you?
Not for a long time.
Under sunny skies, the team, Aiden, Julius, Nadia, May, and Knox, march to Aiden's village, where Elder Dazzle peers at them confusedly.
What's this?
There's been a change of plans, everyone. We're not leaving. We're gonna stay and defend our homes. And I brought us some help.
Wait, what?
Julius rolls out a map.
There's a natural pinch point just outside the village. If we can guide it right into that spot, we can set a trap for it.
Villagers fell trees, sharpen logs, and dig trenches. Then Knox gives one a sales pitch.
It's a one-of-a-kind Narskilla Stinger. All kinds of uses. Sewing, walking stick.
He pokes his own foot.
Tranquilizer.
Knox collapses. Julius helps others secure a spike in a trench, and at sunset practices sword-fighting moves with Aiden. Later, Nadia joins Julius.
I scouted as far as I could get. Tracks all over. Everything for 100 miles has been stirred up by the Lunastra's migration.
It may work to our advantage. There are some things we need that we can only get from monsters.
In the daytime, Aiden slides down a rock formation into a canyon, wearing a monster's clawed hand on one of his arms as a shield. He peers toward a wooded area. Turning, he notices Julius beside Nadia, who braces her heavy bowgun against a stone slab. Nadia spots May studying a critter, then consulting her journal.
Oh, brother.
Nadia rolls her eyes.
Here it comes!
Nox bursts out of the trees, carrying a huge drumstick and two blue mushrooms.
What are you doing over there?
Nox is chased by a conga lala.
Nadia, now!
Nadia fires at the base of a tree.
This way! Hurry!
The tree falls, and Aiden pulls Nox to safety.
Got you, buddy!
Nice shot. May, we're up.
May and Julius attack the conga lala, a pink-hued, gorilla-like creature. May uses her insect glaive and Julius his two swords. As they battle, Nadia spots a mushroom gripped in the monster's tail.
Julius! Look out! Yellow mushroom!
She fires at the fungus to no avail. May and Julius work together to drive the beast backward. The conga lala leaps at them, belly flopping on the ground. The creature nips at his mushroom, which emits a plume of green smoke.
All right.
Aiden charges, but the beast inflates its chest to bounce Aiden off, then belches green smoke.
Look out!
Julius pulls Aiden back.
Yellow mushrooms cause paralysis. Set the trap.
Okay!
Aiden climbs up a nearby rock formation as May and Julius drive the creature into a narrow passage below him. The monster tumbles into a trench.
Now!
Aiden cuts a rope, dropping a tarp over the trench.
All right! Ooh,
just like you drew it up.
Well done, everyone. That's what teamwork looks like. Nice deployment on that trap, Aiden.
Thanks. I didn't even need those extra anchors you gave me.
You didn't anchor it?
Come on.
The tarp billows, and large claws stick out.
Julius, it smells something coming.
Black smoke rises in the distance.
Everyone, retreat!
No! We can't just let him get away!
Aiden, now's not the time.
Julius, let me fix this!
The conga lala bursts free and lashes out at Aiden. The young man swings a makeshift blade.
Nox! Get the yellow mushroom!
What? Are you crazy?
We can use it to paralyze the conga lala!
Nox scampers between the monster's huge stomping legs, then leaps toward the yellow mushroom in its tail.
Aiden, disengage!
Aiden continues fighting.
Stubborn kid.
The conga lala spots Nox and hurls him away.
Oh, shit!
Nox! You good, buddy?
Whoa! Aiden is knocked down, and May rushes to help, but the monster expels a cloud of green smoke from its butt, enveloping her.
No.
Nadia fires at the beast, then looks over a shoulder.
That can't be good.
Julius!
Oh, no.
Julius sees signs something big is pushing through the wooded area. A devil Joe, gnawing on a woodland creature, bursts through the tree line. The greenish devil Joe, studded with jagged spines, pushes off with its powerful hind legs and attacks the conga lala. The two giants battle fiercely as May spins and collapses beside them. Paisley flies over and, grabbing May's foot, begins to drag her off as she peers up at the creatures fighting right above her.
There's a big monster in front of me.
The conga lala leaps onto his adversary's back, but the devil Joe hurls him off and clamps its massive jaws around the conga lala's torso. The conga lala goes still. Clutching his two swords, Julius twirls dramatically through the air and lands on the devil Joe. The beast hurls him off and tosses the limp conga lala his way. The yellow mushroom rolls near Nox. Julius crawls out from under the conga lala as the devil Joe swings his massive tail, blasting apart a boulder. Nadia fires at the creature while Aiden rushes over to help Paisley drag May to safety behind a small rocky outcropping. Nadia keeps blasting.
Mermaid! Since when did pickles grow teeth? Freaking devil Joe!
Devil Joe? Hey, that's got a dragon element. We could have totally used that for the Dragonator.
The wounded Devil Joe exhales a cloud of the dragon element, sending out glowing smoke filled with lightning-like jagged bolts.
It is on, dragon breath!
After Nadia fires, Julius climbs over the dead conga lala and charges, swinging his two blades. He connects, but is tossed aside.
No!
Devil Joe? That's a Devil Joe!
Yeah. Welcome back to reality.
Aiden joins Julius.
Julius,
go!
The two women creep closer as the beast closes in on the men. Nadia spots the mushroom in the distance.
May, we can use the mushroom to paralyze the Joe.
Got it.
Using her insect glaive, Mei pole vaults up and stabs the monster, then gets shaken off, landing near the mushroom. Meanwhile, Julia shoves Aiden.
Get out of here!
We're a team!
Mei shoves a piece of mushroom in a shell.
Paisley, go!
Her kinsect takes the projectile and flies off, dropping it in Nadia's hand.
Got it.
She loads it in her weapon. Aiden shoves Julius down, then Nadia fires. Julius rises, and like a gymnast, back giants off May's insect glaive, which still juts from the monster. He lands on the creature's neck, both blades at the ready. The great beast tries to shake him off. The creature slams into a rock face, trying to dislodge the man riding him. Julius clings to the bucking beast, then stabs its head with both blades. The stumbling monster almost steps on Mei and Nox, then drops to the ground.
Whoa. Yes!
Everyone all right?
Woo! Did you see that? Did you see what we just did? Are you kidding me? I even pulled off that sweet block you
Your recklessness almost got us all killed. We would have been safe when that Devil Joe appeared if you had just listened to me. When I command you to retreat, you do so. No hesitation! I was wrong about you. For all of your talk of protecting your village, the only thing that you care about is getting your pat on the back.
Julius, don't you think you're being
No, Nadia. I know what I'm seeing. This is not a team that I can lead. This was always a fool's errand anyway. Tell everyone to pack up.
He marches away, wiping blood from one of his swords. Nox studies the Konkalala.
Do you think being slightly chewed is going to hurt the market value?
Later, Aiden and Nox walk together.
I really thought I was improving. Now look at things.
Hey, it's not your fault.
No, I messed up. Again. Just like getting myself cornered by the Velocidrome.
And ruining my Nurskilla research?
And blowing the Konkalala trap.
Oh, and don't forget, almost getting us trampled, fried, and devoured by a Devil Joe. No big deal.
I'm starting to think I'm not cut out to be a hunter.
Oh, and following the fake tracks I made. Yeah, don't forget that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that day. For trying to hit you with a hammer, I mean. I'm glad I missed.
So am I, kid. So am I.
Now, Nox and Aiden near the village.
Oh, Aiden. It's Aiden.
Thank you. Heroes coming through. The heroes have returned.
Aiden hangs his head sullenly.
Boy, are we hungry.
Nox waves at the villagers. Meanwhile, Julius peers off at the approaching fires as Nadia steps up behind him.
Do you remember our first hunt?
Gypseros, wasn't it?
It was the first time you hunted with a gunner. You spent half the fight looking over your shoulder, trying to make sure you weren't in the way. So, when the thing flashed its crystal to blind us...
I saw spots for weeks.
Not exactly the smoothest start for Master Kanbei's prodigal student.
Why did you follow me, Nadia?
Aiden made a mistake. He's young.
His impulsiveness is a problem.
Says the guy who once charged into a Rajang's mating grounds, unarmed.
That's exactly what worries me. Says the guy who risked his friend, his mentor's life.
That was not your fault. We had enough on our hands with the Rathian. Having a Kushala Daora appear right in the middle of it was a one in a million chance.
No, it wasn't that. I made mistakes. The Master had to come in and save me.
We were fighting an Elder Dragon.
I did it to impress the Master.
It wasn't easy training with you. You were Master Kanbei's favorite. He saw something important in you. I saw it too, with the Devil Joe. We can't do this without you.
I'm not that person anymore.
You are. That's why I followed you.
Now, Aiden sits at the top of the wooden dam that overlooks his village. He wipes his eyes, and seeing Julius near, rises to his feet.
Take my weapons. Just, please, stay and lead the others. Protect Timbin. I acted like a fool. The people here counted on me, and I let them down. I know you won't lead a team with me on it.
Aiden sighs heavily.
We will protect Timbin. Together.
Hunters!
Ravi waves up at them.
You said you needed a smith!
At dusk, the smithy and Farmer Burl complete work on a Dragonator, a massive cannon-type weapon. Julius and Nadia look on.
I built it to your design. Conga Lala stomach should work fine for the steam housing. Devil Joe bones for the bow. Never forged anything like this. Can't promise it'll work.
If you're all finished, the village has prepared something special. You must eat.
Nock steps over, gnawing on a huge drumstick.
What?
In the village, a long table is laid out with a wide assortment of foods. Nox jumps on the table as Elder Dazzle addresses the rest of the team.
To Timben's protectors, good hunting.
Enough already, let's eat.
Later that evening, Aiden offers May a drink, but she shakes her head.
That journal of yours is something. I think I learned more flipping through it than the rest of my time trying to be a hunter.
When I was about Abby's age, my parents made me write down everything. Needleberries, flashbugs. They were researchers, sticklers for accurate notes. I hated it. So, I got my guild license and accepted a quest that would send me out into the world. Gone for 2 full years. Figures. I'm about to see an elder dragon, and suddenly, I'd give just about anything to be back sketching bugs and berries with them all over again.
There might be something wrong with you.
How come you always do that? Make puns out of monster names?
Aiden steps over and sits down beside her on the ground.
The village I used to live in was destroyed when I was 7, overrun by monsters. I lost my parents. I spent a long time after that being scared. Eventually, I just got tired of it. I figured if I learned about monsters and made jokes out of their names, they didn't seem as scary.
I'd say velociraptor.
Julius joins Ravi, who sharpens a switch axe.
When I was at Velhabar some years ago, I remember rumors of a rogue hunter. They say he turned his back on the guild's philosophy, started hunting for sport, taking trophies and selling weapons to fund his habit.
You came to me. If you have something you want to say to me, say it.
A hunter can easily lose his way in battle, especially alone. When we go out
I don't there, need a sermon from a hunter willing to risk our lives to redeem himself from past mistakes.
Past mistakes have a remarkable way of taking us down.
Well, maybe tomorrow will be a chance for all of us to exercise some very old monsters.
Watch out!
Julius rushes off, as do Nadia and May.
Move! Come on, I'm not finished eating!
The team gathers.
Everything's ready.
Time to kick some Loon Astra!
Really? I actually like that one.
Not the time.
They assemble in front of the looming flames. The Lunastra Elder Dragon, eyes glowing, draws closer, knocking down trees as it lumbers forward. Flames and steam billow from the corners of the beast's mouth.
Weapons out!
Whoa, she's huge.
It rears up.
Cover your ears! Oh,
Nadia!
Here.
See if you can draw it off.
Got it.
Nadia fires.
Over here, girl. This way!
Nadia ducks behind a tree and the dragon exhales flames.
She's not going for it! Coming back this way!
Nox, go!
Nox scampers up an escarpment.
Hurry!
Nox pushes a lever, releasing dozens of boulders, which come crashing down on the monster.
Oh, that's a lot of rocks! How did that not work?
It's not going to leave the valley unless we make it.
And now, it floods?
Yes, it'll burn the village down from the air. Drown it!
Coming in!
Nadia fires at one of the dragon's wings, and the beast careens through the air, dropping down right beside Aiden. The dragon attacks, biting Aiden's makeshift shield.
My brand new shield!
The beast shakes her head back and forth, and Nadia shoots, driving her off Aiden. Aiden and Nadia flee.
Look at this thing! It took me 6 hours!
Forget about it, it was terrible anyway!
Spinning her glowing insect glaive, May attacks the dragon.
Stronger than I imagined!
Ravi cowers behind a rock, then steals himself and joins the battle. He swings his switch axe in sword mode and gets swatted away, then converts his weapon to axe mode and attacks again, with similar results.
We're going to draw it into position. Aiden, showtime!
Aiden sprints past sharpened stakes set at an angle and slides into a trench.
Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up.
He spins a wheel, raising up the Dragonator, which Nox now stands on.
It's time for Plan Dragonator!
Julius, Ravi, and Mei jump for cover in trenches.
It's out! The jig is up!
Hit it!
Aiden reaches forward, but the dragon spews fire, tumbling Nox away and causing Aiden to cover his head. The Dragonator cannon breaks apart, shattering into several pieces.
It didn't work!
The fire damaged it!
Use the snare traps! Hold it in position!
The monster backs up, but Julius and Ravi snag her two front legs, their ropes wrapped around poles for leverage. She tries to fly and crashes down.
The firing mechanism is busted!
You have to stop the leak in the steam compressor, let it pressurize, and then you'll have to trigger the Dragonator manually.
See if you can fix it!
Mei climbs below the cannon.
We can't hold this all day!
The dragon yanks a leg, sending Julia soaring right to her. She opens her jaws, but gets blasted and backs off.
You're welcome!
Ravi struggles with his rope.
I'm losing it!
Aiden works on the cannon.
Got it!
Julius bolts under the dragon and slashes at a rear leg, but gets swatted away. Ravi climbs out of his trench.
I've got you!
He spins, twirling his weapon in axe mode. Mei watches Ravi face off with the beast.
Ravi, get out of there!
It's in position!
It's jammed! Hold on!
Ravi tries to pull his axe from the dragon's mouth.
Do it! Ravi! No!
The dragon breathes a torrent of fire, enveloping Ravi completely.
No!
Aiden pulls a lever, firing the Dragonator. The dragon drops to the ground. A villager watches from the distance. Shoving a pole off his back, Julius turns to see Ravi's charred weapon. Nearby, Aiden rushes over and tilts up the Dragonator so Mei can climb out. Julius, Nadia, Aiden, and Mei gather together and sit down wearily. Aiden touches his forehead.
Everyone okay?
Mei locks eyes with Julius.
Ravi's dead.
Julius springs to his feet. The dragon moves.
Oh no.
That's not good. We had one shot with the Dragonator. What do we do now?
There's nothing left to do but attack. Give it everything we've got. It cannot reach the village.
Here, fight with this.
He throws Julius a stick.
Wait, dual blades. They work separately, but always together.
Aiden grabs a bag.
Aiden, what are you doing?
I have a plan. Julius, you have to trust me. I need time.
You'll have it. What are you going to do?
Restore balance.
He sprints off. The dragon limps slowly forward.
Did Aiden just run away with all of my ammunition?
Yeah. He says he needs some time.
No problem. Ideas how to
Watch
do that?
Nox!
Oh. I need you to get everyone out of the village!
Oh, man. Oh. It's time for Plan Panic!
Mei, Julius, and Nadia back up as the dragon nears them.
Fall back. Use the buildings for cover.
Mei glances to the side.
Julius! The villagers!
Go to them!
Mei spins and rushes off.
I'm out.
Nadia attacks, swinging her weapon like a club, then tumbling away. Julius leaps up, but the beast shakes him off and smashes a building. Meanwhile, Aiden rushes to the dam.
Work, please work, please work, please work, please work, please work.
He turns.
Please work, please work, please work.
Crouching,
please work,
please Aiden sets the bag of Nadia's ammo below one of the angled wooden braces holding up the dam. In the village, Mei rushes toward a burning building, then turns and sends her kinsect off.
Go for its essence.
The little glowing creature flies across to land on the dragon's face. Back near Mei.
We need more buckets!
Hurry, we gotta get out of here!
I'm not leaving!
You have to get out of here, now!
Here!
Oh no, Abby, you have to go!
Bye, I'm helping!
The dragon shakes off Paisley, then swats it to the ground. The kinsect rights itself and flies unsteadily back to land on May's outstretched arm.
Paisley.
After a flash of light, Paisley goes dark and drops. May stares coldly at the dragon.
Here we go.
She motions for Burl to save Ebby.
Take her!
He lifts the girl, and May tosses her the journal.
Stop.
Spinning athletically, May attacks the charging dragon with her insect glaive. She bounds into the air, jabbing the beast in an eye, but after landing, the monster knocks her weapon away. Defenseless, May scrambles backward as the massive, fire-breathing creature looms over her. Farmer Burl shields Ebby's eyes and spins her away from the sight.
May!
May. Oh no.
The dragon turns her attention to Julius and Nadia.
No!
They flee, and the beast rears up and flaps her wings, sending sparks flying.
It'll ignite the whole village!
Go! Go! Run!
Get out!
The dragon rises into the air, then drops down again and blasts the village with a massive inferno, knocking Julius and Nadia down and enveloping buildings in fireballs. At the dam, Aiden tries to spark a flame, but is thrown back by the shockwave. In the village, the two guild hunters slowly pull themselves to their feet, Julius still clutching the stick Aiden gave him. Turning, they see the elder dragon looming behind them, surrounded by blue and purple flames and glowing sparks. Back at the dam, Aiden strikes a knife against Flint.
Spark, 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 spark.
He lights a fuse.
Yes!
The dragon nears Julius and Nadia. As Aiden runs, the dam explodes behind him, and a massive torrent of water floods his way. He scrambles up a rise and clings desperately to a small tree. A boomerang spins a rope around his leg, and he's yanked up to safety. Nox dangles, counterbalancing Aiden while the deluge surges into town.
What was Aiden's idea again?
As the water nears them, Julius and Nadia scramble up a cliff to a ledge. The dragon lunges, but Julius fends it off with a stick.
Watch out!
Waves engulf the beast, but it attacks again. Julius jams the stick in the dragon's mouth, and another wave carries the great monster off through the churning waters. Julius drops onto his back. Aiden and Nox sit side by side. In the daytime, Ebby sets flowers near two burial mounds, one with May's insect glaive projecting from its stones, and the other, which has Ravi's switch axe jutting up. Elder Dazzel and the remaining members of the team stand nearby.
Your sacrifice will never be forgotten. Because of you, the balance of nature can be brought back to this village. Thank you.
Julius hangs his head mournfully.
There is no blame. It was their choice. They followed you into an unwinnable battle. To treat it as anything less would diminish what they gave, and why.
No, it wasn't me they followed. They followed something larger. A balance each of us hoped to find.
Ebby holds the journal out to Aiden.
Here. This is May's journal.
You keep it. It has instructions to make that Rathalos antidote in it.
I made my own journal. To start my own path. Just like May.
Aiden accepts the journal from the young girl, and she steps away. Nadia touches Aiden's shoulder.
Timbin will be in good hands with you here to protect it.
She grips his shoulder again and heads off. Aiden glances at the journal in his hand, then turns to find Julius behind him. Julius throws him a curt nod and walks away. Aiden peers back at his sun-drenched village, which now features a river running alongside it. He looks over his shoulder pensively, then rushes to catch up with the two guild hunters.
Hold up! Wait! Who? Where will you go next?
Dundorma. The guild will need to know what happened here.
I want to come with you. There's a bigger picture out there, beyond me, beyond Timbin. You taught me that the night we first saw the Lunastra. There are bigger threats out there. If I'm gonna face them, I need to become an ace hunter.
Nadia peers at her fellow ace hunter. Julius walks off.
That's a good I've known him a long time. And if I'm translating correctly, that means,
why, Aiden, you've come such a long way. I would be thrilled to take you on as my cadet.
Nox joins them.
That's a amazing ogre! Hey, some people like my puns. Right, Nadia?
That one was bad.
Back in the present, below decks on the ship, the adult Aiden peers off thoughtfully.
That was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, like that story about you taking on the Zamtrios.
Hey, that really happened, okay? I came under
and I swept, all right? This wasn't one of those stories, was it?
Aiden pulls out the journal.
Read this.
He slides it to the woman sitting across a table from him.
Oh, it's May's last entry to her parents.
I have enjoyed every moment of my journey. Father and mother, you have taught me well. I think I understand now why this world needs a guild and people like you to teach them how to live in harmony. Tonight, I joined a team of hunters. The mission we are going on is truly dangerous. I fear it may be my last, but interestingly, I'm not afraid, for these hunters I fight with are intelligent, caring, courageous, and they brighten my world. My heart is filled with hope.
The majestic, tall ships of the Fifth Fleet sail toward a golden, rising sun. Fade to black. Directed by Stephen F. Yamamoto. Written by Joshua Fine. Executive producer Joshua Wexler. Produced by David Coleman. Composers David Wurst, Eric Wurst. As credits roll to the right, a line drawing appears on the left featuring the Velocidrome. As if by magic, the artwork is slowly colored in, shaded, and gains more and more detail. Background trees and other foliage behind the bird-like monster take form, gain color, and become increasingly three-dimensional. The image comes to life, showing the scene where Aiden shoots the Velocidrome in the leg with an arrow as it charges by the cliff's edge. Another line drawing takes shape, this one featuring the face of the fierce Lunastra Elder Dragon. The simple drawing becomes more complex, gaining color and definition. As the artwork comes to life, it features flames spewing from the edges of the great beast's mouth and shows Farmer Burl shielding Ebby's eyes and spinning her away from the scene. Now, a line drawing of Nox standing before his two stolen gargoyles appears. The wild Malinx and his two chicken-like captors are rendered in more and more detail. Coming to life, Nox hurls dirt at Aiden, who swings his hammer but hits the roof of the cave. A new line drawing shows Aiden practicing fight moves using his two sticks while Julius watches. As the drawing comes to life, the young redhead swings his weapons dramatically. Copyright Capcom Company Limited, all rights reserved. Audio description by Deluxe, written by Peter R. M. Schwiller, voice by William Michael Redman. Nox wearily crests a distant hill, carrying his massive load.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.